Do you like playing fantasy sports? If so, Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app for player props. They have eliminated the need to do countless hours of research because they only ask you about the top tier athletes in a respective sport. If you're playing with NFL, of course, because this is an NFL podcast, you choose 10 out of the 20 player prop options to build your lineup. That you can also do other sports, of course. They have NBA, MLB, PGA, and even esports. How that works will be in the description box below. Use our promo code DBNReport, the name of this podcast. We'll put it in the description box below. When you sign up today, and you will receive an instant $20 bonus on your first deposit of $20 or more. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store, or by visiting their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. Again, that's www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and prop up today. All right. Welcome to the Dirty Bird Nation Report, the unofficial official podcast of Falcons Twitter. I am here with recurring guest Jamel with his new podcast, Flag on the Play. If y'all haven't checked it out, I need y'all to go check that out. The link will be in the description box below. If you have checked it out, let us know. Let him know. Show him some love. Leave him likes. Download his episode. All that good shit. Jamel, it's been a while. It's been a long, crazy offseason, obviously due to COVID. What have been your thoughts so far to this day? Which, for those listening, it's about to be September. So what have been your thoughts on our offseason?
First of all, thanks for having me again. Just want to get it out of the way. Yeah. Second of all, it's been crazy. Even before the pandemic, the year started out bad. It's been a heck of a year. Hope everyone is safe, first of all. Second of all, as far as the year has been gone, it's been relatively slow. Hasn't much going on. Well, since the draft, anyway. It's been kind of slow news outside of Vic Beasley situation, which most of us kind of saw that here in Atlanta. We saw that. We knew his heart wasn't in it.
Right.
I thought he was one of those players that had so much potential. His head wasn't in it.
At all. Let's jump into that since you brought it up. So, Vic, of course, the majority of us have been like, get him off the team. His head isn't in it. His heart isn't in it. Blah, blah, blah. There's been some people that are like, no, fuck you. Vic's like the greatest thing ever. He did great, blah, 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 blah. So it turned out that we're finding out this offseason with the Titans, he's not showing up to his workouts and where he needs to be.
Went AWOL.
Yeah, literally went AWOL, not answering his phone, etc. And we find out that he wants to be a pastor of a church.
Yeah, I heard that. You know, don't know how true that is, but I did hear something about that. But, you know, that doesn't come as a surprise since that he is a man of God, you know. So that doesn't surprise me that he wants to do something like that. My thing is, you doing this during the middle of your career, basically.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, if you don't want to play football, then stop playing football.
Just say that.
You know, this going AWOL, you got a new contract in a new city with a new team, and you're showing them your ass just like you showed your ass to Quinn last year after he vouched for you and said you would do better.
Right. Which he sort of did toward the late end of the year, but by that time, you know, the season was pretty much a wash.
Right. And I'm wondering, did the Falcons organization know about his plans?
A good question. From what I know, no, they didn't.
I don't know, because I'm like, 13 million we wasted on him. Was that a down payment to help him get his church? Because
Right.
I'm
And
confused.
then Tennessee gave him 9 million, if I'm not mistaken.
Sorry, I missed that. What you say?
No, I was saying Tennessee gave him 9 million.
Yeah, like
But
what
that,
is going on?
right. That whole situation is weird.
Is mad weird. Like if you want to quit, just quit.
Do
Like
that.
why are you
Quit
taking
wasting.
everybody's money?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like
Quit wasting the people's time. Like,
now you want to be a pastor and you've been stealing.
how ironic is that?
Like, how does that work? Even though there's many pastors out here stealing, so I guess he's on the right track, actually. And now that you think about it, there's a good number of pastors out here stealing and doing stuff. So I guess he's choosing the right next career for
I
himself.
guess to each his own, but just my thing is, why are you wasting these people's time?
Right, wasting our time, our money, showing everybody your ass. Like, I had to cut your ass. Like, I don't know what the Titans are doing. Like, get rid of him. He clearly don't want to be there.
I think that money is in some of the. I don't know how much that money is guaranteed, but man.
It's a lot to be wasted. Hell, I'd show up for $9 million. Like,
Right.
what the fuck? So, yeah, I don't understand what's going on with that. I haven't seen the Vic defenders defending him.
That has dwindled.
Yeah, like they did before all this happened. They've been pretty damn silent, which they should be because,
Yes.
buddy. Speaking
That
of getting cut,
yes.
on our team, we had a few cuts. And one that was a little surprising, I guess, well, to me, is Jaylen Brown.
Jamal Brown.
Sorry. What happened to Jaylen? Oh, I was thinking
You think about the
Yeah.
Celtics, the Boston Celtics. But nah, man, like, I saw this happening maybe next season, probably. I didn't think it would be this soon.
Yeah, do
You'd
you
be like,
think
you wasted a boatload of money, basically.
yeah.
I wasn't the biggest fan of him coming in. I think we did that because, we needed help at that position. And instead of, going out and doing our due diligence, we just like, all right, we need help there. Let's just go ahead and basically, yeah. The market wasn't that high for offensive linemen when we signed them. So the value for them was very, wasn't that high, which is, I think, why we did that. So we kind of had no choice.
Yeah.
Actually, hey, we paid them all that money. And you suck when they paid you $6 million to say, get the hell on. Like, all right, we're going to take this cap here of $6 million. Just so you can go.
It's insanity, but I mean,
Which
I
let
don't
which
know what we're
that
doing.
I hate to cut you off, but that lets me know that they're much more higher on Matt Hennessy than they are Jamar Brown. That's what that looks like.
Man, let me tell you, when we drafted him and they were telling his story, and I was just like, I was so impressed by him. I think he was probably the most impressive draftee that we got,
Yes, one of them, yes.
just over his story alone, like he was just like so cultured and such a beast, you know what I'm saying? Even studying sumo, I was like, this guy, I really like, I have high hopes for him,
Me
and
too.
having high hopes these days. And expectations for this team, but I think he's gonna be a fucking
Yeah.
monster
And
for us.
then, what's the good part about him? The offense they ran at Temple is very, very similar to the one we run now. So this is probably that he's much further along.
And that's what we need. We need that because our O-line isn't, it ain't the best.
But I'm glad we finally addressing that though. You know, last year we took two offensive linemen.
See, and here, yeah, we took two. But and here's the thing about the line on both sides that I want to know your thoughts. TD waited till his head on the chopping block.
Right.
To focus on the line.
Right.
Now, if we make the playoffs or possibly win, like some people are speculating, would you keep TD or does he need to still be chopped?
If we make the playoffs, I think that'll be less likely to happen. That'll be less likely to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's my take on that.
I personally still want him gone, even if we do make the playoffs. Because
you know what, bro? I hate to cut you off, but he hasn't done that bad of a job for developing, you know, drafting. Well, since Dan Quinn's been here, he hasn't been bad at drafting players.
Mm-hmm.
Since Dan's been here. I think Dan will go before TD goes. Put it to you like that.
I can see that. I can see that, but I still am like, bro, you need to go. I'm sorry.
My thing is, TD. I'm glad, like, as far as the offensive line goes, I'm glad it's better late than never that he addressed this situation.
That's true, but I'm still like, I don't know.
I agree. Like, I think if we was going to do this, we should have did this 3-4 years ago. I think our offensive line would be much further along.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's much further along.
Nothing. We would have been way better off. Matt could have had much longer time to throw.
Yes.
Running backs could have had open holes for him, you know, to right. get further along than they did, even though they did a very decent job with what we had. And, yeah, that's what I'm just like, come on now. We could have been way further along than we were. You know, and even on the defensive side, same thing. Like, what the fuck? You know, so that's why I'm like, you waited way too long and then – your head's on the block, and now you want to start acting right.
Right.
How many chances? You don't get this many chances in every job you work. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You've been fucking up for years. You know, still had a job. So that's just my. I'm just like I'm ready for some fresh changes personally, but we're gonna see.
Yeah, I mean, either way. Whichever happens, I'm okay with it.
Yeah. We gonna fucking see. So
like
so crazy stuff came up today that shocked the shit out of me.
Yes.
Cornette got cut from the Jets.
Yes, that he's fresh, you know, he's fresh off of 1,000 yards.
Damn.
Had 1,100 yards last season.
So I was like, what the fuck? Like, how? No. Like, my whole timeline was shocked. Right?
So right.
I was like, why is this happening? And I keep digging through, and some people are saying that Fournette has gotten into fights with his fellow players, has punched his fellow players, allegedly. I ain't getting sued. Allegedly punched his fellow players. And they wanted him gone, and apparently they said he's had disciplinary issues.
I mean, I heard that. I heard that last year, though. Like, I heard that last year. So, I don't know.
I'm like, what? And they said they tried to trade him off, but and would take any amount for him, but nobody wanted him. So I'm like, is this dude this bad of a guy?
It's crazy. Again, they just traded their best pass rusher too. You know what I'm talking about, though. I can't pronounce his name, but
Yeah, look, I'm bad. I'm horrible with pronouncing names. That's why I be
yeah.
saying numbers, or y'all know who I'm talking about. Because if you
Yes.
listen
Yeah,
and you
yeah.
watch the show, you watch football, you should know who I'm talking
But
about.
he been one of that though. Like he been one of that.
See,
I think the Jags are like, all right, fuck it, we're gonna just start over. And just like start over.
yeah, see, but that's why I'm like. I was thinking about the whole Jalen Ramsey situation, right?
It
And I'm
started
like,
from there. And now looking back, he looks like a prophet now.
yeah, I'm just like, but with Jalen got on another team, but Fournette hasn't. So I'm like, is Jalen actually a bad teammate and like a terror?
See the Jalen. See with Jalen, he wanted more money, but the front office wasn't going for it. So they was just like, "All right, we're gonna trade him. We're gonna trade him." That's what that was.
Yeah, so I'm just like, Fournette, like, what's going on? And I'm not, a Jags. I don't pay attention to the Jags because there's really no reason to. You know what I'm
Right.
saying? Like, whatever. But there's fans of the Jags that are like, fuck the front office. And some of them think they're trying to tank on purpose.
Right. I don't know. Like you said, I don't keep up with him, so I don't know.
I don't know, but this guy, Field Yates on Twitter said
Yeah.
they made six straight picks in the top five. They had Justin Blackmon, Luke, can't say his last name, Blake Bortles, Dante Fowler Jr., and Jalen Ramsey. And then they got Fournette. And like all of them are gone.
Yeah, yes.
What are y'all doing over there?
And a lot of those guys are good players.
Right.
Like Leonard Fournette, Jalen Ramsey, they passed us and they just traded all those were good players. They contributed. Just a couple of years ago, they were just in the AFC Championship game. When they went up there, 2, 3 years ago, right? It wasn't that long ago. And it was winning that game too. Like they're not too far removed from the AFC Championship game.
It's crazy.
And
I don't know
then a
what
lot,
they've been doing over
yeah,
the
a lot,
past 6 years.
and a lot of those guys aren't even there no more.
At
A lot
all.
of, at all. So I really believe it's, yeah, something to do with the front office.
Yeah, like, I don't know what they're doing. They just like getting as much money as they can and then tanking for more top picks and then getting as much money as they can. Like, I don't understand.
I
Like,
don't
what
know.
the fuck? And these poor Jags fans who I didn't even know existed showing their jerseys of all the players that they got that ain't here no more. They're going through it. Like,
Right.
I couldn't be a damn Jags fan. But I'd be fucking devastated. But another person, another running back is Kamara. He has
Alvin
attended
Kamara.
training camp.
He this happened today. Last couple of he's like, basically, fuck it, he want more money. And the crazy part is just a couple of weeks ago, they asked him about his contract. And he said he wasn't worried about it. So what happened from a couple of weeks ago until today?
They gave Drew Brees
Right?
that
And then
money.
they just re-signed Michael Thomas. Right, if I'm not mistaken, right?
I'm pretty sure.
And then they got a lot of other contracts coming up too. They got Marshawn Lattimore up. Marcus Williams is coming up.
Who is the white boy on the Saints that plays quarterback and is
Fuck, what is his name?
I'm trying
Can't
to
think of
look
his
it up.
name right now.
Hill.
I cannot.
Taysom
Yeah,
Hill.
that was, yes. Taysom Hill. Yeah.
Didn't they just give him a bunch of money too?
If I'm not mistaken, yeah, they did.
See? They don't got no money for Kamara. Like, why? Why are you giving Drew Brees a
And he's a senior citizen?
That's what I'm just like, why would you give him all that money when you had fucking Teddy Bridgewater that you could have kept that was doing very well? Even though I didn't want him to be there because he was doing so well. You know what I'm saying? Like, hello.
Right, but he, you know.
Less money. And then you could have paid Taysom Hill, who is actually pretty fucking.
No, don't do that. No. No. No.
I know. Look, I just yelled at someone last week. Shit, who did I just talk to? Oh, my boy Trey. I just yelled at him last week for saying positive stuff about the Saints. And then here I go. Talk about this guy's pretty decent.
No, it's just the way they use him. That's all. He's a gadget player.
Go gadget. But if Kamara doesn't
they can't afford him,
where do you think he can go?
Well, being that Jacksonville just cut Leonard Fournette, that'll be a place, you know.
Yeah.
That'll be something they can look at.
I heard someone say Tampa, and I was like, oh,
fucking shit. They got Rambo down there. They got Ronald Jones down there.
Stop. I was like, if he goes to Tampa, I'm going to be like, that's the only thing that would really scare me about Tampa is if Kamara would go. Then I'd be like, fuck.
I don't think that would work in Tampa.
Like, okay. Dang, Kamara might do something now. If you said Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I can see that. Depends on what they do with James Conner.
Mm-hmm. I can see Pittsburgh, too.
I can see Pittsburgh.
Here, so just stop. Like, God.
I can see Pittsburgh.
Like, people said Atlanta. I was like, if y'all don't stop, please
Yeah,
stop.
You know how that go. You know how that go. Right.
They already put him in a jersey and everything. I was like, bruh, why don't y'all see how much money we have? We are broke. We are broke. Like, we can't afford him, and we just got Gurley. Why do you want all these running backs? I thought y'all loved the four that we have.
Right.
Like, hello. Who? I just, speaking of our running backs, the only thing that I don't love about them is that they're all injury prone.
Yeah, then you want to add Alvin Kamara, who's another one that's injury prone, which wouldn't make sense.
Like, three of them all. Or just two of them. I don't know if Hill got a concussion, but I know
it really just Ito that's injury prone. That's not been pretty.
And then Kamara and his knee, obviously. So I'm just like, I'm just not looking forward to the run game like everybody else is, just off the fact that we are mad injury prone. And then if they go, you know, something happens, knock on wood. And who we got left? We got Hill, who's probably, they keep throwing back and forth out the practice squad. Right. And then that's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we going to pick someone off the street?
I think they have Quadre Olsen, but he's more of a third down back. He's more of a third down guy.
Yeah, I keep forgetting about him. But he's new, so. But, yeah, we don't know how he's going to produce on the field. That's what else I want to ask. Speaking of on the field, since there's no preseason, they are saying that the first 4 weeks are going to be rough. Very, very rough to win.
As far as the guys who are fighting for a job, like,
it's gonna be crazy, huh?
I'm trying to find out, like, you have no other way to prove yourself outside of, you know, training camp. You can only do so much in training camp.
Yeah, and I don't think I saw anything about how they're gonna break it down to 53 players, or if they're gonna get an extension in the first 4 weeks to break down their roster. I don't think I saw anything out there about that. But if they do, what major players on the offensive side do you think are going to make it? Like, for as far as the tight ends go, how do you think that's going to happen? Obviously, Hurst is going to be TE1.
Yes. Yes.
But as far as the other ones.
What's the other dude's name? I think it's Graham. I believe his name is. Be on the lookout for him. I think he's going to have the number two tight end spot. I've been hearing good things about him.
I've heard some good things, and I've heard some bad things. You know, everybody's just iffy about everything right now.
Right. I didn't even realize it till the other day that we brought Luke Stocker back.
Listen, I was like, what the fuck? Like, seriously?
That must have brought him back for his blocking, because watch his hands. All of Matt's interceptions came because of him.
His ass. I don't even know.
Speaking of tight ends, I'm glad we're on this topic. I am so excited for Hayden Hurst.
You are.
Yes, I'm very excited for him.
I haven't seen much about him, and I didn't look after we got him either. He was a beast. But I'm in the we'll see category. Do you think he is as good or better than him?
Yeah. If you can get more for listen, I like Austin Hooper. I thought he was a good player, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But see, with Hayden Hurst, you can do more with Hayden Hurst. He's versatile, has very great hands. Very, very good hands. He's only had one drop his whole time in Boston. Baltimore. He only had one drop. Once. At least you know how good his hands is.
That's real good. Shit, we need that. Especially
very good.
Fuck
very
it.
Good. Yeah, very good route runner, you know. Very good route runner. You can line him up, you know, outside at the wide receiver spot if that's what you want to do with him.
Yeah. That'd be I mean, I have promised, you know, like, I'm looking forward to seeing it. But of course, you know, I need that fucking eye test. I didn't went and watched the film when he was in Baltimore. Because I was like, whatever, he's on the team. I just watch what he does here. You know what I'm saying?
That's understandable. You want to wait and see. But he asked a lot of Baltimore fans. They're very high on him. Like, they were very upset when he got traded.
Well, I mean, that's a good thing.
Because he essentially lost his job to Mark Andrews because he got injured. And Mark Andrews basically took the job and ran with it and never looked back.
Look, I would too. Shit.
Mark Andrews took it. He took advantage of a good situation.
Right.
He took advantage of it.
You can't be mad at him for that. Right. Okay. I ain't mad at all.
So they decided to keep Mark Andrews, and you know, I'm like, well, hey, thank you.
Right.
We'll take him.
That works.
We'll take him. Like,
I take this too. I want to see him on the field.
And one more thing, like, because we traded him, he's really we really gave up a second round pick for a first round talent. Basically. He's that good of a player. He's first round talent.
All right.
That was the one, the second round pick was the one we got from New England when we traded Mohamed Sanu.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Which, you know, I feel like we robbed him. Like, we actually got a second round pick from Mohamed Sanu.
Yeah. That was definitely a bit of a robbery right there.
I'm like, see, It lets me know that Thomas Dimitrov is capable of doing that. He just isn't doing that often. He took advantage of a good team. He figured, hey, a second round, you want a second round piece for Mohamed Sanu? Hey, okay, thank you. I'll take it.
Like, I'm about to fight you on this here. Take him. Shit.
You know, like, I'll be so mad at him. I'll be like, bro. Like, I remember at one point, I think we had got an offer for Devontae Freeman. I think they offered like a third or fourth round pick for him. Detroit did. And we turned it down.
We did.
We could have got a third round pick for Vic Beasley. I think last season, I believe. Yeah, we could have got third round pick for Vic Beasley. And we turned it down. I'm like, yo, what are you doing?
Yeah, I don't understand why we did that either, because if y'all are gonna turn down stuff, but you have plans in the back of your head, if this doesn't go right, then we're gonna
let him walk
or trade him, then why wouldn't we have just done it?
Right.
That don't make no damn sense. At all. Like, what the fuck? And it was like to the point where it was like too late in the season, pretty much. Like, ain't no way we're about to make the playoffs. Like, just knew it.
Right. This is right around that time. We were out of playoff contention. I'm like, bro, what are you doing? Like, they offered you. I don't know if he was asking for too much or what, but
sometimes
you gotta give what you can get and go. Like,
right. But I know fucking DQ was like not gonna let go of Vic.
He didn't want to make it seem like it was he was wrong.
Yep. He probably wanted to prove himself. I don't know what that relationship was about, but I just saw a video the other day of the Bennett brothers.
The Bennett brothers? Yeah. The Bennett brothers.
Yeah, them. And they was talking about how coaches love bitches, the bitches on their team. And I'm like,
Remind you somebody we know.
I was like, Vic and DQ, that's it right there.
Yeah.
I was like, who else is bitches on our team? You know what I'm saying? Like, right. Who else?
But I will say about our defense, though, like, we are headed in the right direction.
We are.
Based on the player we got this offseason, I'm like, finally, and it took for the jobs to be on the line. But, finally, we went all in on defense. We actually took risks on defense.
Yep.
Finally. I don't know how we pulled out Dante Fowler. I don't.
Me either.
I don't know how you managed to pull that off.
That was a shock for me, too. Right. I did not think that was going to happen.
And then, let me see. I'm trying to remember because it's been such a crazy offseason. Who else did we get in the offseason? That was Dante Fowler was one of them. Who else?
What else did we get? Lord Jesus.
I'm trying to remember.
It has been a nutty.
Right. I'm trying to remember. I know he was one of them. Todd was another one, but he's on offense, though.
The tight end, Hurst.
Yeah.
Hold on, going through. Big Stalker. We got Stalker back.
Blah. I thought it was somebody else who we signed on defense.
I'm looking.
I guess Dante Fowler was the most significant one.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to see through the list names that look new. But I don't.
Yeah, that was the most significant one.
Yeah, I don't really see anybody.
Then far as the draft goes, like, this is a very aggressive draft. You can tell, like, this offseason was a Rich McKay type of draft.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he had more input. If you guys aren't familiar with Rich McKay, he's our team president, former GM. He's our team president now. I see him all the time. Yeah, he's our team president. I see him all the time at work. Very nice guy, but
Fancy.
Just want to throw that out there. But yeah, he had more input on this draft. Like,
shout out to him. Shit.
Yeah, because man, if you look at this draft, like, what's my man's name? AJ Terrell, first round, second round, my favorite pick, Marlon Davidson. That's my favorite pick.
Oh man, that guy.
Man, listen, monster. Listen. I love. Listen, I can't wait to see him and Grady Jarrett together.
That's
gonna be man. I was like, finally, yes, we actually got it right.
I mean, this guy is a beast. Like,
and then speaking of AJ Terrell, he's been doing this thing in training camp so far.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like I seen it. I've been a little shocked now.
No, I've been
old now.
I think a lot of people were caught up in the national championship game, which is one game. You know, if you're familiar with college football, LSU did that to everybody. They did that to everybody. So I'm like, yo, he shouldn't feel bad.
Right. And because people are just going off him off
one game.
And then it was one clip from a North Carolina game.
Yes, one play from the North Carolina game. Like,
yeah.
Outside of that, he had a very productive career. And very productive career at Clemson.
Yes.
You know? Like,
yeah. I just got some news from Von McClure. He said Hennessy with a significant brace on right knee. Injury is not supposed to be serious, according to a source.
Oh, those things are serious.
Right. That's what I'm like. What the hell? But hopefully it's not too serious at all. Speaking of injuries, which player are you looking forward to seeing after injury last year?
After injury, it
was a lot.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to. Oh, Chris Minstrom. Yeah, I want to see with him like what Chris Minstrom. I know he missed a significant amount of time. You know, before he went down, he was doing a heck of a job.
Yep. I want to see Kaminsky.
Oh, John Kaminsky. Yes. I've been hearing good things about him too, John Kaminsky. And I heard Dan Quinn say he's going to be getting more playing time. Like, we shall be seeing more of him.
Yep, because he came in hyped up.
Yeah.
And he came
on late in the season before the injury.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, now I got to see. I got to see.
Like, yes. He's another one I have a lot of hope for. Oh, another perfect. Tech.
Yep. Yes. Oh, my God. Tech. Have you seen him? Well, you probably have.
Yes, I have.
Woo, homeboy. Yes.
He didn't. That's what I was trying to remember. Tech. I'm like, yo, Tech with Dante Fowler. Oh my God. Like, that's.
Man.
That's going to be a heck of a tandem.
And he's been motivated. He's bulked up. He's like,
yes, you can tell he's been hit the gym.
Yes, he's like, y'all gonna give me that new contract, you know? Like,
I want to see him do that. I think what happened was, and me and Bree, shout out Bree, but me and Bree talking about this. I think some of Vic Beasley's laziness rubbed off on him. That can't be a big deal.
I can see that.
So. When she broke down to me, I was like, you know what? Yeah, you're right. I think they had a lot to do with it. Like, because you go as your teammates go. If you see your teammates, you know, being lackadaisical and don't care, that's going to rub off on you too.
Right.
And being that, you know, the season went the way it went, I think he kind of just checked out.
Has Grady Jarrett ever been a captain?
I don't believe so. If not, he needs to be.
See,
I don't.
I'm bringing that up because Grady Jarrett is always working.
Yes.
He's always working, and I'm trying to figure out why he ain't dragged Vic and Tac by their hair to the gym with him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm like, has he been a captain? Because you ain't bringing your boys with you. You know what I'm saying? I understand they're
He
also
probably tried. He probably
grown.
tried, but that's on them. Like,
Yeah, they're also grown men, but like, bro, like drag them by they hair. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Like, I don't think Grady's not trying to have a ring. You know what I'm saying?
oh no, I beg to differ. I think he wants one.
Yeah, but I'm like,
Supposed
how
to have one already if it wasn't for, never mind. But yeah.
when he retires, I want an interview. We need to interview him.
Right.
He's like,
Yes.
bro. So,
Yes.
questions about why you
Football.
ain't bring Vic with you? You know what I'm saying? Like,
Like
I
I
need
said,
to know what was the real relationship like there? Like,
I
what did
think like
y'all know?
I think that, again, that goes back to Vic Beasley just being like, you can want for somebody to, you can, like my granddad used to say, you can lead a horse to some water, but you can't make him drink
Yeah, that is true.
Leading
That
the horse to the water, but you can't make him drink it. So that's how I look at it.
not at all.
That's just
Wow.
how I look at it. Like, he was just one of the people where he just wasn't motivated.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing, it ain't nothing nobody else can do about
And he still ain't motivated, and they
Right,
still
so
do
I
nothing
wouldn't
about it.
like, so I wouldn't necessarily put that off on Grady Jarrett or anybody else. That's just more so with Vic Beasley.
Oh yeah, it all comes down to Vic Beasley. But
Yeah, so.
when you see someone on your team not doing what they should, you know what I'm saying? And you're like doing what you should. Usually in a normal, do you like playing fantasy sports? If so, Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app for player props. They have eliminated the need to do countless hours of research because they only ask you about the top tier athletes in a respective sport. If you're playing with NFL, of course, because this is an NFL podcast, you choose 10 out of the 20 player prop options to build your lineup. That you can also do other sports, of course. They have NBA, MLB, PGA, and even esports. How that works will be in the description box below. Use our promo code DBN Report, the name of this podcast. We'll put it in the description box below when you sign up today, and you will receive an instant $20 bonus on your first deposit of $20 or more. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store, or by visiting their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. Again, that's www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and prop up today.
Because you notice, I think this is going to be a big deal too. Raheem Morris calling plays on defense,
Oh, yeah.
it's going to be a big, big deal.
Yep, and they probably on his ass. Showing him all the film, like, what the fuck were you doing over here when you're supposed to be tw
Right.
20 yards on the opposite in the
Right.
opposite
You
direction?
notice our defense looked better when he started calling plays.
Yep, it got extremely better. So I can't wait to see
Right.
the defense. And
Like
I
for
can't
the,
wait to see the offense too. My faith in Dirk is just
I was
up.
just gonna say, and I was gonna do a video about that later on, like what they expect from the offense.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do a video on that later.
Okay, bet. Make sure you
And
send me the link.
yeah, I'm gonna do that later. But I think our offense goes is third cutter goes.
Yeah.
He gets his head out of his ass. Because my problem with him isn't his plays are so like predictable and just predictable.
Vanilla.
But yes, vanilla.
Yeah.
And I think, like I said, part of that had to do with offensive line not being that good, being injured.
Yeah.
So he kind of had to go with what he worked with. But still, I would see one no huddle. It's like, he waits till the last minute to run no huddle. He did that against, I want to say, the Cardinals. You know, when he came out in the second half, that was the game where your boy missed the game and missed the extra point.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyways, but don't get me started on that. Everybody was clamoring for him to bring him back, and you come back and, anyways. Me and his wife are cool, but yeah. But back to my original point, when we came out, we ran a no huddle, and our offense started flowing. I'm like, yo, why don't you do that all the time? Run more up tempo.
Look,
like,
hopefully we do that this year. Hopefully, yes. And
run more up tempo.
Yeah, I hope we do that this year for real. But before I get out here, because everybody's starting to come back from work and I can hear kids, I hope that we are able to do something to keep everybody, including all personnel, COVID-free.
You said who now?
That's the biggest concern I have for this season, of course. And everyone needs to wear a mask. They suck. They break my skin out. You know, the cotton ones, cotton ones don't for me. But it's too hot in Atlanta to wear the cotton mask right now, because it's really like a breathing thing with those. So I'm wearing the blue ones. They're breaking my skin out, but I'm safe, as safe as possible. So wear your mask.
Please.
People who don't wear masks, if you don't want to wear masks, stay at home, order delivery. And we're going to bring you more content. The season's about to start, I guess.
Right.
Somehow. I mean, it's not really being promoted as the NFL goes.
Let's hope it does. From now, as of right now, we're on track, you know.
Yep.
To have a season. Now, are we going to have fans? That's a different subject for a different day.
Right.
But as of right now, we're going to have a season.
We're going to see about the fans. I am just hoping for no fans, because I want everybody, including the players, to be safe and the fans to be safe. So, no fans.
And I want to be able to watch out of home kids at home.
Yeah. Like, I can be home, you know what I'm saying? We can do a Zoom party so we can watch it together and eat, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, I'm curious if Atlanta's going to have, like, socially distant, you know, watch parties for stuff. And we're just going to have to adjust until we can go back to regular, quote-unquote, regular life. So, yes, thank you, Jamel, for coming on.
No problem.
He's going to do offensive, what we can expect from the offense video.
Yeah,
so y'all go check that out. Go follow him. I'll put all his social medias in the description box below, as well as his podcast link. So y'all go subscribe. We're definitely going to have you on again, of course, as the season gets going. And we out.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Thank you for coming on. It's been great. Job circumstance, especially if they're also black, you try to bring them along, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, like, do encouraging stuff. So,
he probably did, but you know, again, that all comes down to Vic Beasley.
Yeah, you're right, fam. You're right.
So, that's how I look at that. But, like I said, I think that mentality kind of rubbed off on Tech. Vic Beasley, a lot of his mentality kind of rubbed off on Tech, and it showed.
Yeah, I mean,
and it showed.
Shaq tried, and a lot of people are like mad because he didn't cut his dreads like he said he would, and all that stuff.
Man, we got big stuff to worry about him not cutting his dreads.
Yeah, but I think he's really gonna show off this season.
And then his first year option getting declined, kind of, you know, motivate him too. Like, I need to get my shit together if I want to stay here.
Oh, for sure. It didn't make sense. Like, if you look at the other fifth-year contracts we picked up, you know, it's like, I can't keep giving out fifth-year contracts.
I don't even think we picked up Keanu's yet.
Yep, and he got his injuries, Vic.
Speaking of him, speaking of Keanu, man, he done toned up. Like, he shedded some weight. He shedded about 12, 13 pounds.
Dang.
Whatever. I think I know he recently just got married.
Yeah. So. He's off the market. Damn it.
But now he's another one. I think they're going to come in. He's another person. When you ask about, far like injured players, he's one of them too. Keanu Neal.
Look, I got all faith in him. I just need his ass to be healthy.
I need him to stop flying around like he's Superman.
Right. Like,
trying to knock people's head off.
That's it. That's all I want from him.
Yeah, is
to be healthy. But I have all faith in him.
Oh, yeah.
Allen.
Oh, we have some decisions to make when it comes to him. I know after this year, you know, with the emergence of DeMonte Casey, you know, gonna have some decisions to make between him and Ricardo Allen. Especially if DeMonte Casey keeps balling like he's been balling.
Nah, you're gonna make me cry. I love Allen. Like, I've loved him since Hard Knocks. So if he ends up
Mike Smith being stupid again, but yeah.
Yeah.
You see what Dan Quinn did when he came here. How good he looked.
Amazing. People got mad and stuff. I was like, shut up.
That lets you know how good of a job. See, Dan Quinn knows what he's doing. He just, you know, I think he had too much on his plate. Not like he don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, his plate and his ego.
Right. He knows how to develop players. Look at all of the players that, you know, they're panned out. I can count on one hand how many busts we've had. You can literally count on one hand. You know?
I just.
So he knows, not like he don't know what he's doing. He's just, he's stubborn.
Right. He's on my nerves. Did you order a jersey?
No, not yet. Unfortunately, due to the pandemic, I'm not able to. Yeah.
That's fine. Because you can just go to the team store.
Yeah, we get discounts. Whatever.
Yeah, but the team store only has, I went 2 weeks ago and they only had black, and it was only Ryan, Gurley, Julio, and Ridley.
He's another person I'm waiting to see.
New Ridley?
Yeah, I know he's going to come back. I know he's going to bounce back too.
Oh, like it was just. See, the thing about the offense is it's not the player's fault.
If you think about it, while we're on the subject of offense, I sat back and thought about it. I was thinking about it this morning, and I'm like, if you think about it, I know a lot of Dirk Cutter gets a lot of slack, but if you think about it, the majority of the team got injured. The majority of the offense got injured.
Yeah.
Then not to mention the offensive line sucked. So, you only had to do with your, you know, so you didn't have much to work with.
I still don't like the plays he was calling.
I mean,
he is better this year.
You got to realize he had to, you know, He had to work with what he had, so he wasn't able to call plays like how he wanted to.
That's true. Yeah, so, I don't like these fucking jerseys with players, the new ones, with old players that aren't on the team. Like, what's the point of that?
Oh, like
I'm looking on the site right now, and they got Tony Gonzalez. They got Vic. I'm like,
I don't mind that though. Like older, yeah.
But like, keep them like on Tony Gonzalez. Jerseys. I'm just like, don't put them on the new one.
Oh, yeah, I get what you're saying now.
Yeah, so they got the Tony, they got Gonzalez, and they got Vic on the newest jerseys, not the ones that they played in.
Yeah.
Y'all made the damn.
So let me ask you this. Let me play interviewer here. Because I already have my answer. Who do you think is going to have a breakout year? Not your typical, you know, not the usual, but who's going to come along and surprise some people?
I can see it.
I'm saying I'm asking who you think is going to come and surprise some people? That, you know, it could be a rookie or, you know, because I already have my answer. I already know who.
Surprising people. No, what's that? I'm laughing, but if it's a surprise, I'm going to go with Oliver.
Yeah, I can see that. Isaiah Oliver, yeah, I can see that. I was going to say Russell Gage.
For me, Gage isn't a surprise. He just doesn't get the looks like that.
Because he came along later on.
Like, you know, I'm like, Gage doesn't, no wide receiver we have surprises me, because we've seen what they can do when they're past the ball. It's just that they're not getting past the ball like that. Like last year, remember, we were like passing to the tight end every 5 seconds.
Yeah, that's how Austin Hooper was able to get a brand new contract.
Yep. So that's what I'm like. I have faith in every single one of our receivers. They just need to get the opportunity to get the ball thrown to them.
Our offensive line need to be upright.
Yep.
Can't throw the ball from your back all the time.
Right. He got, 120-something sacks last year?
Matt got sacked 50 times.
Like, what the fuck?
50. Okay, who you have at quarterback? That's not going to cut it.
Unacceptable. We were the worst for a while, and then I think we were like the sixth worst or something like that as far as sacks go. Our quarterback getting sacked.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I see Isaiah Oliver.
You know? Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like a surprise. Like I could see him being a surprise. Not that it'll happen. But I'm just saying, like, I think we as fans wrote and media roasted him enough for him to get his shit together this year.
It didn't help that, you know,